107.7 Today FM. Good morning. I'm Kate. I have Elizabeth Cooper from United Way Perth here on and Alicia Richardson from ShelterLink in Stratford, Perth. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Doing good.
Good, good. So, Elizabeth, I believe you have a United Way Perth here on progress report for us.
I do. Kate, we are at 76% of our goal. So that is very, very exciting. We're inching up towards the 80% mark. So it's really fun. If you'd like to follow along with our campaign progress, you can go to our homepage, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, and you can follow along. We have a big red thermometer there, and you can follow along specifically on how we're doing. And you can also check our thermometer downtown. It's right beside Patso's, and we do 10% increments, so hopefully we'll be lighting our 80% soon. And yeah, it's a good way to follow along our progress. And while you're on our website, you know what? We have so much information that you can check out. We have tons of reports on our living wage, our urgent needs funds, homelessness and access to services and 211. Lots of information about services in Perth and Huron counties that we support.
Something exciting coming up is coldest night of the year.
That's right. Yes, it is only 37 days away, and our committee is busy planning this amazing community event. It is on Saturday, February the 25th, and it is a walk around the river here in Stratford to raise money for vulnerable local people experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. Mm-hmm. So you only have to go around twice. It's just 5K. But it certainly raises a lot of money for those in need in our community. So our goal is $185,000, and we're kind of looking for about 80 teams. So far we have 33. So it's really great. If you belong to a club or a church group or a sports team, grab a bunch of them and sign up your team and raise money online. It's really easy at cnoy.org, and raise some money for those in need.
I'm sure if you have a big family, you can probably get your whole family together as a team.
Absolutely,
as well.
For sure. And then there's always a team captain. And the best part of it is come up with a fun team name.
Are there any more fun team names to report?
Yeah, there isn't, but I will next week. I'll bring some because we've got some new ones that we're going to be adding this week. So I'll update you next week, Kate,
awesome.
On that one.
I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah. But one of our recipients of our funds is Perth Huron ShelterLink. And
Yes, and we have Alicia Richardson here from ShelterLink in Stratford, Perth. Can you tell us about what ShelterLink does, what you do with ShelterLink?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So my job at ShelterLink is the development manager. So I work with staff, the board, management, and the youth to find out what the shelter needs and fill those gaps through grant writing, as well as fundraising. Mm-hmm. And ShelterLink itself is a youth shelter. We assist youth between the ages of 16 and 24 to find stable housing. And sometimes that looks like finding a safe place with family members or friends, but sometimes it looks like bringing them into the shelter if there's space available. So we have 15 beds and 24/7 on-site support, 365 days a year, and we provide food, safety, shelter, as well as educational assistance, life skills support, harm reduction, and trauma-informed care, and just connecting them with the community as well and getting them to where they need to be.
How can everybody get more information about ShelterLink? Where can they go to find that?
For sure. So if anybody wants more information or is looking for help, shelterlink.org is a great resource, as well as social media. You can find us on Facebook, Stratford Perth ShelterLink, or on Instagram at Stratford_Perth_ShelterLink.
Great. Lots of underscores. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth Cooper from United Way Perth Huron and Alicia Richardson from ShelterLink in Stratford, Perth.
All right. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you so much.